What's up, guys? This is actually last week's episode. If you want today's episode with us wearing these clothes, you can do that by going to patreon.com/tinymeatgang. Subscribe.
Yeah, do it.
But if not, enjoy this one.
For free.
Peace.
Welcome back to the Tiny Meat Gang Radio Hour. I'll be your host, Cody, joined by no one. Actually, today's a solo episode. Noel slept in. Couldn't get a hold of him, so I just thought I'd do the episode. Psych! It was a prank. You stupid fucking idiot. That
fucking prank.
You just seen your face, you stupid dumb idiot.
You're so fucking dumb. If you're listening to this in your car, you should crash your car because you're so fucking stupid and you're going nowhere.
How could you be so naive?
How did you fall for that?
You idiot.
You absolute dipshit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 8 o'clock. You know what? We're prepping for the inevitable when we get our shitty Sirius XM spot.
Yeah, exactly. 8 a.m. you got to mention.
Yeah. A.m. A.m. Yeah, not p.m. A.m. Yeah. We're prepping to be funny at 5:30 so when we can eventually become like the shitty Ryan Seacrest duo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it'll be even earlier than that. They'll put us in like the 4.
4 a.m.
Just like when no one in New York's even up.
Yeah.
Just like, here, let's plug in here. Let's see how you do with the 18 night workers that listen to Sirius.
Yeah, construction workers going home. We'll keep them all updated on the latest pop culture trends. Nick Jonas had a baby today. And the construction worker goes home and he goes, hey, babe, did you know Nick Jonas had a baby today?
And his wife goes, I mean, I did know that, but I'm impressed that you knew.
Wow. Yeah. He's like, yeah,
I'm just trying to pay attention to the stuff that you like.
She's like, okay, honey, I'm going to go see my boyfriend now. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You're matching the chair today.
I am, dude. I'm just oranged out. I didn't even really intend for this.
You look like Halloween.
I know.
I like it.
But like a hype. I'm a hype beast Halloween.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what, dude, that's what Halloween should be.
What?
For adults, just hype beasting for a day. It ain't even real costumes.
We talk about this.
What?
I went to Burberry.
We went to a Burberry party. You got your haircut? Nice, dude.
A barber? Nice.
Yeah.
No, I went to a Burberry.
Burberry.
Burberry. Burberry. How do you pronounce it?
I don't know, you fucking dumbass.
You fucking colossal idiot. It's the basically the high fashion brand, Burberry.
Got it.
The the super bougie brand.
Yeah.
I went to
the one that Asian tourists wear.
Yes, that one.
Drip down head to toe.
Exactly.
Go on.
I went to a release party last night for the new Burberry collection.
Nice, dude. What did that consist of?
I've never felt less cool in my whole life.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't know that those things existed. I didn't know
those pieces?
I'm talking about the people there.
Oh.
The pieces were cool. It was like basically it's like you know how Gucci has their like letters? Mm-hmm. It's like Burberry's like what's it called? Anagram?
Sure.
Collection. Yeah. Is that what that's called?
When it like goes forward and backward?
No, that's an anagram.
I don't know.
Like race car? No, yeah. That's a palindrome.
No, that's like a
hyperbole.
No, hyperbole. What motherfucker? Don't even. Now I'm thinking of that shit where you flip it upside down.
And monogram. Monogram.
That's whatever.
What it is. It's a monogram.
Is it a monogram? Who cares? Yeah.
Like your initials or whatever. So it's like you know how Gucci has like the G's and whatever. Mm-hmm. So theirs now is like the new collection. It's like a B with a T, and it's like it kind of looks like the brown Gucci shit.
Weird. Okay.
No, it's like kind of cool. But anyways, they had this release party, and it was it's like on this like venue on Melrose,
uh-huh.
Like in all the high fashion area.
Yeah.
And I mean, I didn't realize that with an event like that, I guess you're supposed to dress fucking like you're on the runway.
Oh.
As in like high fashion shit, but like weird shit.
Okay.
Like all these people were dressed like insane.
Yeah.
And I was there wearing fucking stupid, like, All Saints jeans and All Saints. These stupid, like, I felt like such an idiot, dude. I'm sitting there. There's people wearing, there's these dudes, like, younger than me wearing like these like olive green linen suits that they look like they were 100 years old.
Nice.
The suits, but they look dope as fuck.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how do you even concept? And this dude's wearing like giant leather pants with tight like spandex shirts and shit. I'm like, how do you even come up with an outfit like that?
You think he made it?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I don't know, dude. I think we talked about it. I think high fashion is just, it's either oversized as fuck,
mm-hmm.
or it's just from 20 years ago, or a combination of the two.
Yeah.
Or it's naked as fuck. They're just extremes, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but like somehow they find a way to make it. I think if I put on some of that oversized, because there's a lot of oversized shit.
Mm-hmm.
If I put on the double XL t-shirt and go, I'm going to look like a person at Myrtle Beach.
Yeah. Oh, that I think a lot has to do with your face. As okay. in, it's the face you have on
what
when
you
wear
it. What do you have
against
my face?
Well, I mean, it sucks, but that's not the point.
Okay. You got a shitty face.
No, I think when you put on something like that, in your mind, your eyes would be darting around like, does anyone realize that I look like an idiot? Because I know I look like an idiot. Those high fashion dudes, when they wear that crazy shit, they look right through you.
Mm-hmm.
You are nobody.
Yeah.
So you're looking at their outfit like, oh, fuck, that's crazy. And they're like, wow, I love the venue. Excuse me, less person.
Yeah, yeah. What is that, All Saints? Ugh.
Ugh. Anyway, so, yeah, my friend made this shoe.
Yeah.
So that's the attitude you have to have.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to own it.
Yeah. I get it. I get it.
Dude, on Memorial Day, I was dressed like, this is probably the most, I don't know, that's probably the most like fashionable thing I think I've worn, like crazy thing. It wasn't even that crazy. But I was leaving the house laughing and like roasting myself. Because basically I looked like I had the Kanye interpretation of like army fatigues.
Okay.
So I had these like loose Carhartt pants or these tan boots that I got in Amsterdam. It's like long black t-shirt and like this kind of, I don't know, green. It's a green Stussy jacket I have, but it just like looks a certain way. And I walk out, I'm like, oh, I can't wait for someone to be like, oh, dress like a fucking, you dress like a vet? You ever been to the war, motherfucker? You gonna come down here to the beach and disrespect us with your fucking bullshit stylish fit? What the fuck even is this?
Someone gives you their seat at the bar or something like that. Oh, no, please take mine. Like, no, I'm not like a, thank you so much for your service. Oh, no. In what? In the Stussy store?
No, I don't work at Zoomies, man. No, dude, I looked more like, is your girl courageous? Because I'm here to steal valor. That's how I was looking on Memorial Day.
Yeah. I'm trying to pin something purple on you.
I didn't even think about that shit. Nice, man. Nice.
Yeah, it was just crazy, man. They're just like, I don't know.
I got a warhead tip for you. All right, go on. So
nice.
Did you buy anything or did
not
you just...
buy anything? I kind of went because I was like, oh, they're gonna like give away Burberry shit.
No, yeah, no,
that's not how that shit happens. Unfortunately, we just had like the option to buy it first.
Yeah,
but everything's still $1,300.
Yeah.
So is it's it like I can't even. Even though some people at the party were wearing the shit, because I think they got it sent to them before, and it looked really cool.
Yeah.
Still nowhere even close to enough for me to, like, look at a shirt. But, yeah, like, I'm going to spend $1,500 on a shirt at a party.
Yeah, never. Really,
no, I don't. Not rich enough, not cool enough for that. I don't know.
There's only one Gucci jacket I've seen ever that I want and still want to this day. Shit, it's like $1,700. I just can't. I can't, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think some people just dress like that.
Yeah, I know. Dude, we were at the Gucci store in Palm Springs after Coachella.
Yeah.
And like the week after that, I was just chilling there. And I was like looking at all the jackets and shit. It's a really cool Gucci store. Like it's one of the ones where they have like a bunch of the, you know, you walk into some and it's like only bags or only shoes or whatever.
No, it's one
had like
one.
It had like everything.
Yeah.
So I had a shit ton of like the one-off jackets
mm-hmm.
and I'm just, every single one is so fucking cool.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at them and the guy that was like helping us or whatever, he said some kid, some like 20-year-old kid came into that store before Coachella and bought everything. He spent like 30, 40 grand or something like that and bought like every single outfit. Like every full like tracksuit outfit.
Yeah.
Just for Coachella.
Okay.
Just to wear to Coachella.
Did you return it all?
I mean, if you're that fucking rich, there's no way you're returning shit. You're probably just throwing it out.
Yeah, probably. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is fucking dumb. I mean, if you got it like that, I guess. It ain't tricking if you got it, baby.
Mm-hmm. That's stupid money.
That is dumb money.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck was I going to talk about? I actually was going to say some shit, but I goddamn forgot it.
Burberry. In my Burberry headband.
Still thinking about construction worker coming home, talking about Nick Jonas.
Mm-hmm. Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because you know you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
It's too early for you.
It really is not. You know, actually, I wanted to talk about this like 4 podcasts ago. This has nothing to do with anything. Didn't you want to get serious?
Okay.
So I saw like some random like now this video, like whatever the fuck. It was like Australia's fucking biggest secret, or I forget what the hell it was titled. It's basically about this island called Nauru.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably saying it wrong, whatever. It's crazy as hell. So this island used to be one of the richest countries in the world because birds used to just perch up there and shit a bunch, basically create mountains of shit. And the shit just, I don't know, it developed into phosphorus and they became like the biggest export of, or their biggest export became phosphorus for soil. And so, like, their per capita income was, like, $150K per person. It was, like, some insane number like that. And the government didn't plan for them to go broke one day or that they would mine out all the phosphorus. So they eventually went poor. And now the country is at this state where, one, it's so far out that I guess they can't – or no, the land is so shit, they can't create fresh food. So it's like the most, that's what it was. It's the most overweight country in the world. Everyone eats canned food and like hot dogs and like pre-cooked and pre-made shit.
Okay.
It's like, it's like, think about that, dude. Not a single like vegetable or fruit fresh, nothing.
What a glow down.
Yeah. Yeah.
They probably went from being all these like hot rich people.
Yeah. Motherfuckers fell off, dude. Motherfuckers fell off, dude. So now that dude, and then the dark part is Australia uses it as an in-between for people who want to immigrate, and they basically just keep them in these borderline internment camps where people think they're going to be there for a few months to try to get into Australia, and then they end up living there for like 3 or 4 years. Yeah, people kill themselves because it takes so long.
Ugh.
But like they don't want to go home.
What the fuck?
Dark as fuck, dude.
Jesus.
Yeah. And I just watched that and I was like, holy shit. And apparently they have 2 islands like that.
It's a documentary?
No, it was like a. That's the crazy part is there's I've not seen a larger piece about the island. I would have figured that Netflix would have came through and, you know, did the shit.
Yeah, I mean, if it's depressing like that, I'm surprised they didn't turn that into a full-fledged thing.
There's no, there aren't stupid parents to blame for some child molestation. So.
Yeah, okay, I see.
I was thinking about that the other day again. Like, that's all these Netflix documentaries are showing to me, that they just, there are people that should definitely not have kids.
Yeah.
It's always some stupid fucking parents. Always. Uh-huh. It's always that.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever something happens to a kid, it's the parents just being like, we had no idea this man sleeping in our daughter's bed was a sicko.
So, I mean, dude, I've just listened to the fucking interview with the girl who created Stacy's Pita Chips.
Okay.
You ever eat those?
Yeah.
It's like the one pita chip brand that everyone buys.
Yeah.
Her and her husband, like, got divorced when they were, like, 35 because he was like, yeah, I don't want to have kids. It's like, dude, you're like a bajillionaire. Successful as fuck, and you're not having kids, and these other people are having. You have kids, dude. Just have kids, and give them to someone else.
Yeah, that's wow. Yeah, give away your smart baby.
Exactly.
At least give away your smart baby.
Yeah.
What if you had to take just some like IQ test or some shit for birth control?
Yeah.
You score hella low. It's like, oh no. they just tie your tubes. Holy fuck. You gotta get a. That's what their future's gonna be, dude. You gotta get a license to nut, bro. You gotta get licensed to nut. If you're dumb as fuck, they won't give it to you. They're gonna put a boot on your cock, and you can't bust.
I got my nut license.
Yeah, I got my nut. Hey, baby, I got my nut license. Oh my god,
I passed. Yes. What does SAT stand for? Standardized
anal testing.
I don't think it's anal testing.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what that girl does on Twitter.
She's taking the SATs.
Dude, Cody and I just saw a clip of that. If you're new to the podcast, we have a running relationship, distant relationship with a girl on Twitter who puts insane objects in her ass, and I bookmarked one, and I didn't even watch it because it was so terrible. I showed it to Cody, and he insisted on skipping to the last frame, and so she takes a dildo probably about the width of like a
I know, spoiler alert,
spoiler,
but
yeah, spoiler, it goes in
I
her
fast
ass.
Forwarded right to the end.
Yeah.
Spoilers. Yeah, no, that wasn't pleasant. This thing looked like a bazooka.
Yeah,
huge.
Yeah, it was probably as thick as a bazooka.
Yeah,
and it's as long as her body. She puts it in front of her. The tip of the dick is at her chest, and we just skip to the end, and her little ass cheeks are at the base. They're at the base of that thing.
SAT.
SAT. So she passed. Mm-hmm. She got a 2400, whatever the fuck the number is. Standardized anal testing.
You know what we've been watching? Is the this weekend we needed some stupid to put on like in the background when we were just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
So we put on Paradise Hotel.
Oh yeah.
It's like the Love Island ripoff.
Yeah.
Which they just ripped it off completely. It's so shameless, dude. They have like a cheeky British narrator even. And it's a fucking American show.
I'm upset.
And they do it in the exact same way. It's like while Janet and whatever are down here, blah, 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 let's check in with them. Blah, 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 blah.
But it's two Americans?
Oh my God. What?
It's two Americans, though?
The people on the show are American.
Yeah, no.
And the host is American. The host is Kristen Cavallari.
Who?
She was from the Hills or from Laguna Beach or something.
Mm.
She's got her own reality show now. She's like kind of famous. But it's just like a shameless, shameless ripoff. And it's unbelievable how much more Americans suck than British people.
Yeah.
Like on shows like this.
Yeah.
Like someone said that before, they were like, don't have it. They're like, the Americans are just going to ruin Love Island. It's not going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And now after watching this show, I'm like a little part of me is like, damn, it's kind of true. Like they're just not as like charming or cheeky or like the flirting, like, isn't as cool to watch.
Nah,
it sucks. It's just like, ugh, it's awkward. And the people that they find are too dumb almost. That's just like, ugh, ruining it.
Yeah.
There's no charisma.
Even though even though the English Love Island people are supposed to be the garbage people of the UK, there is still something charming about them.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what it is, but maybe it's the accent. I don't know. Maybe it's the slang. But yeah, definitely.
It's the chat.
It's the chat, bro.
It's the chat.
It's the chat. Yeah, I can only imagine the American flirting. Just terrible. Americans, it's actually probably like watching someone play The Sims.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It kind of is.
What the fuck are they even talking about?
Just like dudes that are just way too like trying to convince people that they're alpha.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I feel like the British dudes just know.
No, they just let it ride.
Like, they're just like, I'm jacked. I'm hot as shit.
Yeah.
The Americans all have like this weird like chip on their shoulder or something where they're and they just sort of like this, and they're, so we have a connection, right? And just like, oh, don't say it like that. Don't just say it. Like charm her a little bit. What are you?
Yeah.
I feel like, honestly, if I'm going to be honest with you, I kind of feel like we have a connection, and I just like to see where this pans out.
Oh. Yeah, just insecure?
Yeah,
they're all insecure.
Yeah.
Ripped as fuck, insecure. So, like, we're good, right?
One of the fucking guys on it has a stuffed animal, and on the second day started crying to his girl about how he's, like, misunderstood or something. It's like, what are you...
That's what it is, dude.
I don't want to watch now, that.
Yeah, you know what it is? Americans are... We're all on opiates and that kind of... We're on opiates, and we're the product of divorce. And there's just all kinds of internalized bad shit. English people might have it, but I feel like they're kind of blunt about shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, me mom and they split, and yeah, I was like hooked on drugs for a little bit. But I'm all right now. It's like very kind of like, yeah, like it is what it is.
Yeah.
And this buff guy on the show has got the stuffed animal, and he's just fresh off of Xanax, and he's just like fucking... They don't get me, man. Yeah. And my dad used to beat me.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the British people are like, the world sucks, but I'm hot, and I'm just going to try and relax and enjoy things, you know? Americans are like, the world's awesome. America rules. I'm fucking, it's mine for the taking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to take it, but like, I'm not sure of myself.
Yeah. And also, I'm a little bit afraid that everyone thinks I have a little bit of a gut in here. I'm really fucking buff. I'm really afraid people are going to notice the little piece of gut sitting on the top of my Speedo right here.
Dude, one of the girls is straight up a bottle girl from Tucson.
Nice.
Like, she's exactly like one of the girls, the girl I was describing in Scottsdale. That's her.
Nice.
It's so funny. She's just like, just nothing going on. The very first day, she's like, Her and this dude like start macking, right?
Yeah.
And they have like a good connection, as that, you know, their words, not mine.
Right.
And so they're like, they seem like they're getting along great. They're sleeping in the same bed, they're hooking up, whatever. And this new guy comes in and she's like, oh, I got a plan. And he's like, yeah, what's your plan? And she's like, I'm gonna mac on the new guy so that he picks me. Oh, no, sorry. I'm gonna mac on him so that he doesn't mac on anyone else. So that he thinks that he's definitely in it with me, so that we can just eliminate him, cut the fat. And the guy's like, yeah, I don't know. I guess? Seems like sure. He's like, why don't we just keep doing our thing? I don't think you got to go over there and make out with him. And that's exactly what she does.
And now that guy's going to go write on a forum somewhere, women are the... or he's just gonna further it even more. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, exactly.
That's hilarious. So what'd she do?
She went over there, she took him on a date, she makes out with him.
Okay,
and then she comes back and she goes, yeah, I did it. I made out with him. And the guy's like, nice.
We got him. Yeah, we got him.
It's like, dude.
Getting cocked.
Yeah.
It's like,
why are you just cool with this?
It's that like 4chan picture of Wojak.
Yeah.
With the smiling and behind it. He's just like,
cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sick.
Good plan. Yeah. Nice. We got him in the palm of our hand, right where we want him.
You'll never see it coming.
Yeah.
Never see it coming. That's. I mean, good on her, I guess.
Yeah, maybe she is smarter than I think. She's gotten what she wants.
All 19 of her brain cells firing. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, I got it.
But just one of those shows where you're watching and you're like, this is fucking, every moment you're like, this is trash. And yeah. Then it ends and you're like, let's definitely watch the next episode.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Yeah. But Love Island, I don't get that feel. Love Island, I'm like engaged.
Yeah.
Like I like.
It starts next week.
I know. And perhaps we will be. I didn't say anything.
What? I'm not in on this.
We'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
See, that's the most. We got a lot of teasers. We got a lot of teasers going on. We got also another potential.
Oh, yeah. I got a very interesting DM yesterday.
Yeah. Very. Super cool.
Yep.
Hello.
So let's just say.
Then that's all we'll say. Yeah.
Leave it at that.
Yeah. That's all we're going to say. Mm-hmm. So where are you going? Why are we doing this at 8 a.m.?
I'm going to Rica.
Rica.
That's what they call it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Costa Rica, but you nice know, dude. The people that, you know, frequent there, they just call it Rica.
Got it.
So, yep, heading off to Rica for some, honestly, it's going to be thunderstorming the whole time, which nice. We just found out yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah. No.
So.
Definitely stupid to check the weather the day before you leave. Like booked this trip. I was actually supposed to go last weekend, and then it was going to be a surf trip, and a couple of my friends were like, you know, let's go, we can all go next the weekend after. So we're like, all right, let's reschedule. Let's go this weekend. And then we looked at the weather, and it's just going to be thunderstorms every single day.
That's
so,
what you get.
Yeah, kind of forgot it's like a rainforest down there.
Oh, you guys have rain? Yeah, that's the most LA. You guys have rain here?
Oh, what?
That's fucking whack, dude.
I thought this was supposed to be Paradiso.
I'm so hungry.
Are you?
I'm starving. This new weed I've been smoking, like, it's terrible. I crush food at night and I wake up dying. It's not right. I shouldn't still be hungry. You know those like little Trader Joe's packs of bonbons? You ever had one of those? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
You never had them?
I said yes, but I don't.
Bro, we got to stop that. 2019, we're not doing that LA shit. Oh, yeah, and not knowing.
Okay. Yeah, no. I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
We have to start that.
Yeah.
It's a thing I think, I feel like only people in LA do that shit.
What?
In New York.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you both know full well that guy doesn't know what you're talking about. But he's going to let you continue.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to yaff about that thing.
I've always done that.
I know, but I feel like I picked that up here.
Mm.
Just like, mm-hmm. You know.
Totally, me too.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker. See? See? It's just so ingrained in what we do. Mm-hmm. Actually, speaking of English and British and English and American people, someone told me, some English, I forget who it was, that he said he hated dealing with Americans because they would, he's like, anytime I pitch stuff to Americans, they go, yeah, mm-hmm, great. Love it. Totally. They shake my hand and I walk out that room knowing they're probably fucking lying to me.
Yeah, damn. I do that. I'm the most like agreeable person ever. But like as soon as the doors close, it's like, that was garbage.
Yeah, that's why I started joking about that shit. Like imagining some English dude being like, and I do believe like this is how we could increase your revenue all around.
Wow.
That's awesome. I love that. I love what you're talking about. What was your name again? Cleston? So nice to meet you. Love that. Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we'll be in touch.
I will be investing.
Yeah.
You have my word.
Yeah. This is a done deal.
Expect an email.
Yeah. This is, she'll be in touch. This is my secretary. I want you to know. And we're going to kick this thing off as soon as you touch down at home.
Cool. Thanks for coming.
Safe flight.
Bye.
God, that guy sucked. Oh, I didn't know what he was saying with that terrible, what was that? I have no idea what he was saying over there.
Delete that guy from my contact list, please.
And my
Janet.
Consciousness. Jesus fucking Christ. You're the way he said, what was it? Revenue.
Yeah, like what? Two syllables? Come on, give me a break.
Spell it out. Did you go to school, you dumb fuck? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so those bonbons.
Yeah.
I fucking I'm like stoned as shit, just crushing those things. This is how high I am. They're cold as fuck. My teeth are hurting. Like I'm getting, but I'm just like trying to put two in at a time. And Alina's talking to me and having a conversation while this whole thing is happening. I go through like a box of this shit.
What is it? What's a bonbon?
Motherfucker.
I don't know what it is.
This podcast is over.
What is it?
It's like a little cookie. Okay. With a bit of ice cream on top and wrapped in chocolate.
Oh, wow.
It's a little bonbon. A little
wagon wheel.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Wagon wheel?
It's a wagon wheel.
Oh, come on. Really?
It's a wagon wheel.
They don't have those here? Yeah, no, they do.
It's a wagon wheel.
Wagon wheel. It's a classic treat. That's a boy's treat right there.
Wagon wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a hemorrhoid.
My wagon wheel's acting up again. It's an awful name for your asshole.
Oh, my wagon wheel going at it again.
Taking the SAT later. See what my wagon wheel can do.
I want everyone to go to work their next day at work and talk about your asshole being your wagon wheel. Talk about taking a shit as an SAT. Or rate your shit size with an SAT score. Oh, man, just dropped a set 1600, buddy. Wagon wheel's on fire.
Hey, guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love Dash Pass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. Dash Pass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, Dash Pass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. Dash Pass pays for itself in two orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about Dash Pass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, Dash Pass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
You know what I was thinking?
I've never seen this. This thing.
Look it up if it says it's like a Commonwealth thing. I think they're in the UK too.
Place of origin, Australia, not UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably like UK
Commonwealth.
Thing. Yeah, Commonwealth type of thing, yeah. Anyway, so like I crushed a whole box of bonbons and like my mouth is like frozen cold. There's like tons of nerve pain like going through my head.
But, right.
I just don't care. It's like how high I am, right? Like I'm just like mashing bonbons in my face. I go through the box, and then right before that, I had a bucket of orange chicken from Volcano. A bucket of it.
Wow!
Like I ate through to the bottom.
Okay.
And the whole rice box, like cleaned.
What the fuck happened to your accent?
I don't know. I'm just switching around. I'm just trying to fuck everybody up.
That was crazy.
You ever had like. Legitimately 45 pieces of orange chicken. Like, I just like mashed that whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I ate that right before bed. I woke up starving.
Like, that's why.
What?
I think when you eat like right before bed, I don't know. It like expands your stomach or some shit.
Does it?
And then you digest it, but you wake up hungry because you're like, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Or maybe it's like eating salt or something right before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Wakes you up and you're like thirsty, but you think it's hunger.
Or maybe the 80 pounds of sugar that I had.
Yeah, or that.
Yeah.
Or something fucks with you when you do that. I know.
Orange chicken is just candy chicken, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't think it was possible.
Yeah,
but
chicken candy.
Chicken candy. Like, that sounds disgusting. Like, if you're like, oh, you want candy chicken? You're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah. But orange chicken is just candy dipped in syrup. Caramelized chicken.
Yeah, it's caramel candy painted chicken.
Candy painted.
It's straight up candy chicken, dude. Uh-huh. That's disgusting, man.
What's that shit? What's that shit that they put in Chinese food again?
MSG.
MSG.
It doesn't
yeah.
do anything though. Yeah. MSG is like it's like a salt form.
Yeah.
Just pour that shit on like a street cart. Fucking dude. Yeah, I forgot what food show it was on Netflix. They have like an Asian host, and he like interviews a small focus group about MSG, and he hands out like all these snacks, and people are like eating them, like Doritos and shit. He's like, "All right, now what is your fear about MSG?" And like old like fucking straight prejudiced people being like, "Oh, the it's like one old guy in the corner who's like." Oh, MSG, that's what the Chinese be using on the food, and it gives me diarrhea. That's why I don't eat Chinese food. You have, like, other fucking granola people in there, like, MSG just, I totally feel it. Like, it's just in my whole body, and, like, I feel very ill for, like, the next few days after I eat MSG, and they're all munching Fritos and shit, and the dude goes, cool, so everything you've just eaten has MSG. Lots of it. And they're all kind of like...
Wait, what?
Oh, like they didn't put it on, like it already has it in it. Like Doritos has
yeah,
MSG?
All that shit has MSG in it.
So what's the deal with that then? It's just like propaganda?
Yeah. I think
it doesn't actually do anything bad?
No. It was like some food. I don't know at what point in time it started, but it was just some horse shit. Like MSG doesn't actually do anything to you. Mm. Street cart food, and I think it's a preservative of some kind. But like street vendors in other countries, they just dump that shit on. Mm-hmm. People eat that shit every day.
Hmm.
They're fine. But yeah, what were you going to say about MSG? Oh,
I
candy chicken. Candy chicken, MSG.
Yeah, I was just going to say something stupid. But
you were just asking?
Yeah, it was like more just my thought process. Trying to think of some stupid joke or something like that.
What's that shit they put in the fucking, in the fucking G2G? GFG, PGP, they encrypt
PGA?
That shit.
PGP?
PGP, they encrypt P2P? That shit. Peer-to-peer?
Something like that.
That's
MSG, what does that stand for?
Mostly salty but good. The B is silent.
Mostly salt but good?
Yeah, yeah.
MSG, it's honestly just mostly salt.
But good.
But still good.
Pretty good.
You know, I was thinking, what would the, because now we've seen the American Love Island. So what would the Canadian Love Island be? It would just be in like a snowboard house in Whistler.
And people excusing themselves from the show.
Yeah, and it's dudes calling each other bud.
Yeah. Hey, bud.
Yeah. But yeah, not even really in an aggressive way.
Yeah.
It's more just like, hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
How you doing, bud?
Yeah.
This is your bed, bud? You can have it, bud.
You can have it, bud. No, I ain't says bud.
That's all you,
hey,
bud.
Hey, listen, bud. Take the bed.
You take the bed, bud.
Take the bud, bud.
And then the custody interview, I tell Bud to take the bed, but Bud didn't want to take the bed, so I says, Bud, you should take the bed, but now we're arguing about the bed, and I don't think Bud's going to take it.
And we're both good, so we both slept on the couch. Two Buds on a couch.
Are either of you named Bud? No, I'm Kevin. He's Mike.
Eh?
Eh? Then at the recoupling... Oh, I don't think I've made much of a dent here, and I don't want to get in the way of anybody, so I'm just going to take off.
eliminates himself.
Yeah. I think Bud over there is great with her, and
Buddy over here is getting along great with Sarah there, and I just don't really see a place for me here, eh? So I'm going to hit the road and catch a couple runs before the before the chairlift closes. And
then another guy's like, actually, I don't feel like I have a quite connection. I think you should stay, bud. I think you're a nice guy.
Yeah.
I think someone would like you. Yeah. I think I'll take off. And
yeah, not enough beds anyway, so I'll take off.
Holy shit.
He just fucking gets on a snowmobile and just rides off into the forest. And just like that, Kevin is gone.
I tried. Alina showed me a clip from the last episode of The Bachelor. Bachelorette, and I just could not. Can't get into it anymore. Mm. Dude gets pissed. I guess one of the dudes, you know, and this perfectly encapsulates American drama. This guy goes, well, so I'm going to give him a handful of chicken nuggets and interrupt the conversation.
Okay.
So he gives the guy some chicken nuggets.
What?
Then the chicken nugget guy on the cutaway is upset. So he goes up to the guy after. He goes, hey, man, I don't really like your attitude. I think the way you're approaching the whole angle here is really immature. And to that I say, you can keep your fucking chicken nuggets. And he throws the chicken nuggets at him.
That's hard.
So that occurs, right? But then the sound effects are just like the fucking Wilhelm, like cymbal riser, like, oh, shit. And they're getting random cutaways of dudes being like, oh, fuck. He just threw the chicken nuggets at him.
And chicken nuggets are flying across the room. And it's just like
a Tim and Eric bit.
Hey, food fight! Everybody get naked! Ah, yeah!
Then she comes, and then the bachelorette gets in there. What's going on in here?
What the fuck?
Well, Timmy threw the chicken nuggets, and then Mike took his clothes off.
So I said, food fight!
And everybody's food fighting! Chicken nugget food fight! Timmy likes the chicken nuggets in his face.
Connor O'Malley style.
Chicken tendies. Yeah. Chicken tendy food fight. We're going to do it for the bachelorette. We love it with the chicken tendy in my mouth.
She's like, holy
fuck.
Literally every one of these guys is insane.
It's an 8 years old too.
Hey, chicken tendies.
I feel like that guy could win. Or no. The next bachelor has to be a buff-ass dude, buff as shit. But not like bodybuilder buff. Like, he's got to have like the perfect body, but he literally has to act like an 8-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sleeps in a race car bed. Yeah. It throws temper tantrums the whole nine.
That's pretty much like this dude on Paradise Hotel. Stuffed animal. Cries out of nowhere.
Yeah, but he doesn't say.
He threw a fucking temper tantrum at the dinner table. He was like, no, this is actually fucking insane. Now I'm thinking about this. This guy actually is 8 years old. At the dinner table, he goes, yo, have you guys ever played Mafia? And everyone's like, what? And he's like, yeah, okay, so there's one, we all close our eyes, and there's one person that's the murderer, and there's one person that's the cop, and the girl that he's coupled up with is like, yo, Hans, maybe we shouldn't do this right now. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, Brittany. I'm sorry. I'm trying to have a little fun here. And he freaks out at this chick and leaves the dinner table. And they're all like, yo, what the fuck was that? Like, awesome. They're all trying to like just drink and have a normal dinner. And he's like, why don't we play a game? And they're like, no, dude, relax. He's like, fuck you guys. You guys are no fun.
I'm going back to my waste car. Yeah. Holy shit. You guys ever played Mafia?
I don't like these chicken tendies anyways.
He's the only one eating chicken nuggets.
Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, we're having steak.
I don't want it. It's weeds and it's gross.
Yeah, that needs to be the next bachelor. Big baby bachelor. Hi, my name's Wyan. I love cars and I'm looking for a girlfriend. His own stuff.
A willy, willy, pretty one. A
girlfriend.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Brittany. I'm 24. I'm a dental assistant and I'm here to find love. I saw Ryan on his big baby bachelor debut. I saw him sucking on a pacifier and I thought he was really cute, so I'm here to meet him.
It'd be one of those fucked up Barcroft shows.
Yeah, exactly.
Extreme Love or whatever, where they're just trying to find babies.
Hi, Ryan.
Hello, Whitney. Wow, host show is wooey small. he just drops to the ground with a fucking hot box, like Hot Wheels, just fucking.
he starts driving over her boobs.
Yeah.
Willy big hills.
Hey guys, this episode of TMG is sponsored by Dash Pass from DoorDash. Are you someone who loves ordering food and looking to save on delivery? Dash Pass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Listen, I love DashPass because, you know, with a small baby, it's hard to cook. And so you want to order food, but then you're like, oh, the delivery fees are expensive. And you go to war with yourself and your brain, you know?
Yeah. DashPass is an exclusive membership from DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts, whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from your favorite market across town, because, you know, you got your favorite market across town, or anything in between. DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door.
What do you like to get delivered? Food, diapers, candy, a fancy meal? For me, it's all of the above.
Yeah.
With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. That's crazy. That's my favorite part about DashPass because I can order as many meals or groceries as I want and don't have to worry about delivery fees.
Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for only $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
That's my meta commentary on some on people willing to forego. You know what I'm saying? When you just look past the dipshitness of somebody because mm-hmm. they're really fucking bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a that's a bad place to be in
mm-hmm.
when you're just like, yeah, you're 9 years old,
mm-hmm.
but you're hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
Jesus.
I mean, not like holy shit. Damn it. Damn it. I meant maturity. Jesus Christ, dude. Holy shit.
That's not a good
that's
out of context,
a bad out of
right
context
there, yeah.
one right there. That's a bad one right there. Well, I know what the next viral clip's going to be. Jesus Christ, dude. Jesus Christ.
Can't
podcast before 9, dude.
Oh, uh-oh. Shouldn't have said that.
Holy shit. Megan's Law is going to call me when I get home. So do you just want to fill out the form yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like you want us to do it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, anyway. Anyway, where are we at? Do we got to do a friendly, or are we just we ripping through it?
Yeah,
today?
We're gonna rip through it,
and then I'll do the solo dolo read. Solo dolo read, or we can hit the read next. No, we'll hit the read next week when you're back.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's fine.
Make life easy.
I'm doing some voiceover for some dude on Instagram.
Nice,
he's like
dude.
An animator. You ever seen this guy?
What's his name?
Cool Man Coffee Dan?
No, show me his Insta. His Insta.
It's like this.
Jeremy's
this
Insta. Oh.
It seems kind of cool. There's like a big community of like funny cartoon animators on Instagram.
That's sick.
That have like a shit ton of followers. It's kind of like, remember when this shit was huge on YouTube? Like,
yeah.
Like 10 years ago or something?
Yeah. No, I do.
I kind of feel like it's like having a resurgence on Instagram. Which is cool.
Is this a hot upcoming piece?
It's a hot take.
Is a hot trend for clout?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trending clout.
Guys, I would really, really consider some smaller animation accounts. Really get behind those early and get involved, all right? Try and make some yourself, actually. It could be a lot of clout to be found in this little realm.
You don't want to sleep on it because when your buds are getting tons of cartoon clout, that could be you.
Yeah. That sweet, sweet cartoon clout,
and you're just giving it away
mm-hmm.
by sleeping on it. So
here's something funny.
No. Here's something funny.
No, you know what? Actually, dude, here's something funny.
No, you know what, motherfucker? Here's something funny.
Some
wait. Do we? No, we got to fake the break for the ads.
Oh yeah, right. We got to take a break, guys. Well, it's way too late, but
yeah, is it?
Yeah. I got to leave in 10 minutes or. 15.
How long have we been recording for?
Like 45 minutes.
Lie again, dude. Where's your timer?
We started at 8:05. It's 8:52 right now.
Is it? Okay. Wait. Oh, damn it. Yeah. Shit, that's going to be fucking awful. Trying to find the damn break.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'll find a laugh.
Yeah.
And then,
okay, so this some girl left a comment on our Patreon. She said, "My dad is drunk, and he brought up something that honestly could be a great bit on the podcast." Okay, hear me out. Here's the explanation. He's suggesting this app where you order a private bathroom anywhere, literally anywhere, and you just order it Uber style, and it arrives, and you just go to the bathroom. He said an example of girls don't like going to the bathrooms at clubs, so they just order it up and outside is the bathroom. You're welcome for this.
First off, such a dad concept.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they got the Uber, so why don't they just bring the bathroom to you? Then you take a poop or whatever just right outside the club. Nice and easy.
Kind of a dope idea,
no,
though.
It's a great idea.
Kind of a sick idea. Like, if you're at like, you know, maybe you're like, you know, courting someone new.
Yeah.
And you don't want to take a shit at their place yet.
Yeah.
And you're in that, you know, awkward phase, the first 2 years where you don't want to take a shit in front of them.
Yeah.
And
first
so,
5 years. Yeah.
And so you say, I gotta pop out real quick and take a phone call.
Yeah.
Real quick. I don't want to bother you.
Yeah. Then a
rude.
Then a fucking diesel Nissan fucking production truck pulls up with the fucking row of bathrooms. It's like, brruh, 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 brruh. She's like looking through the window, and you're like on your phone. You're like, "Dad, just turn around. I don't know what the fuck this guy's doing here." And you run up in there.
Bathrooms? What the fuck? What's going on?
Crazy. Runs up the stairs. Oh my God. Oh my God.
I've had to take a shit since last week.
And then you walk back in your house like, oh. Guy pulled up. I was like, what if I went for it? So I just went for it. I thought it'd be a funny. I went for it. I just took a pee in there though. Anyway. What are we doing? I think this bathroom guy is going to leave.
the guy in the truck knocks on the door
with a fucking clipboard.
Yeah. "Hey man, you haven't checked out on the app yet. I'm just going to need you to sign for any like damages you might have done at the bathroom, cuz you were in there for a while, dude, and it smells like shit. So, just sign right here." I don't know what he's talking about. I didn't.
No, dude, it's like the furniture delivery shit. Just hand you a clipboard. If you could just rate your experience 0 to 10. And was the bathroom as you expected it? Cool. How was the soap level? Awesome, dude. Did you have enough toilet paper? Great. And any suggestions you have, just write it right down there in the box. Cool. And then just sign here. And then I just need to, hold on, I got to get a copy of your card. I just need to put it through the machine. Okay.
He's like,
I don't know what this is.
And then, so we don't offer, or we don't usually cover the cleaning process, and you took a big stinky poo-poo, so we're going to have to get you to sign off on this. This is just the thing that says you'll clean it. You'll pay for the cleaning services. You took a really big stinky one. So.
Yeah, that was a big donkey doodle back there. Can we keep this card on file for future donkey doodles of this size? We actually took a diet, like we actually took a SAT of your shit, and you scored over 1,500. So, that's $25 donkey doodle charge.
Do you want to join our rewards program? Because every 5 stinky poo poos, you get one for free.
Do you want to join the Donkey Doodle Ride Pass? You get a $2 discount on every big Donkey Doodle if you pay in advance.
Free delivery. Oh, my God.
There it is.
Yeah.
Bathroom to you.
Bathroom to you.
Yeah, bathroom to you. Yeah, there it is. My B2U just pulled up. I'll be right back. Wait, no. What's the play on Uber?
No, it's Pooper.
Yeah, Pooper.
With a U.
Yeah, yeah.
P-U-P-E-R, Pooper.
Pooper, Duber, Duker.
And the driver rates you?
Yeah, and you rate him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what my Pooper rating is. What, 2 stars?
You got to tell him to silent while you're taking a shit. He's trying to talk to you while you're taking a shit.
Yeah, I love driving for pooper. You know, it's great. I can make my own schedule. And dude,
dude, you squat down. You're about to take a shit, and then just like a slat opens up to your right. Just he's just there in the driver's seat.
So where are you from?
Hey, bud, how you doing back there?
Oh, stinky one, huh?
My daughter took a big stinky one earlier. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm a dad. She was just born 6 days ago. She's actually here in the front seat.
Sir, I'm trying to, I don't want to be rude. I'm really trying to take this stinker in peace.
Yeah.
Please. Oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, she hates it when I talk to her when she's taking a big stinky doo-doo.
So where are you from, by the way?
Motherfucker. Let me shit, please. I also want to shout out all our all our rock climbing aficionados, dude.
Yeah.
Did you read the one I sent you?
What was it again?
Someone on the Patreon commented. She's like, I'm a professional climber here. I've been climbing 9 years. You definitely... She was like kind of describing the rock climbing community and her love for rock climbing. And I said, that's amazing. What? How are you going to poison your husband?
Yeah, right. I saw that.
Because you got to have serial killer focus for that activity, yeah. Dude. Nice send, bro. Nice send. You ever watch like a rock climbing post?
No.
Whenever someone posts a rock climbing post, like real rocks, it's always dead silent.
Mm-hmm.
You just hear like the wind and the birds chirping. Just like, nice, Ronnie. He's just like,
nice hold. Good hold.
It's another one. Step over. Step.
Yeah, because it's like golf, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Trying to be, you don't want to fuck
super focused.
Yeah. We should start rock climbing, dude. We should go insane. That mm-hmm. Like every YouTuber has a mental breakdown. We should go insane with rock climbing.
Yeah.
Like pivot all our content to rock climbing.
Yeah.
And our whole shit is rock climbing.
That would be dope.
We get a 3D artist to eliminate our blinks.
Yeah.
From all of our videos.
Mm-hmm.
So we just look like we're staring all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thinking about the face.
Yeah. We changed this to
of
a
rock mountain.
We changed this to a rock climbing podcast.
Mm-hmm. I like that. What would it be called?
Rocks. Knocking your
get my rocks off.
Getting your rocks off. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the rocks.
On the rocks. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's it. We're dumb as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So we shouldn't try any harder.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to go rock climbing just to, yeah, because I've done rock climbing walls.
Yeah.
And that shit's pretty like, oh, damn.
It's definitely fun. Climbing is definitely fun.
Yeah.
It's like weirdly like fulfilling. Like when you get to the top.
Yeah.
When you conquer like a whatever you're trying to conquer.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome.
Yeah. 100%.
It feels great.
Yeah. I mean, I've just done like little shitty walls and I feel cool when I do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're opening up a gym right across from my place.
A climbing gym?
Yeah, new one.
So. Where's your place again? What street?
It's on a hot guy with a race car bed avenue on the cross street of...
Nice, dude. Is it fast?
Sexy guy with a race car gaming chair boulevard. Is it fast?
Dude, how's that new gaming chair?
Dude, it rips.
Yeah, that shit looks nuts.
Yeah, it's Corinthian Audi leather.
Really?
I don't know.
Oh.
It smells
sounded
that
real.
It smells that way. You open it, you're like, "Is this designer? This is amazing."
Is it Burberry?
It's Burberry. It's Burberry. Mm-hmm. It's the Burberry of chairs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a proper chair. Yeah.
Does it have a poop hole built in?
Yeah, it does.
And then
it's like a bag. It takes 6 weeks to get it because they send you a mixture that you have to mix, and you have to actually put your ass in it.
Oh, so it molds. Yeah, it molds to your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
But then after once the mold, that's not the end. You put the mixture on and you sit in the little basin.
Uh-huh.
And then you have to do a prostate through the exam with your finger.
Okay.
So it gets the shape of your ass.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Even the base of the cavity.
That way the vacuum works.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
the chair.
Yeah.
Because it sucks the poop out.
Straight out.
So you never actually have to poop.
Yeah. Now it just puts it on the it just puts it on the floor. They don't really have a mechanism to like deal with the poop.
They would have invented that by now. So it's a weird
the shit all over the floor is a problem. But other than that, the chair is awesome. Shout out to Secret Labs, dude. We're never gonna get gaming sponsorships because we always connect those brands to being a man baby. G Fuel, Razor, everything.
They're, so true.
Aren't you the guys that said we have a diaper? Yeah, fuck you guys. We had emails for weeks about us having diapers. We don't fucking sell diapers, man.
Was the ninja the bunghole or the dump hole?
Ninja.
You say our chairs had a dump hole in them? Yeah.
Ninja's going to say, didn't you guys say my underwear has a patented dump hole? Get the fuck off my stream. Get the fuck off my stream. Dude, shout out Cypher, though. He followed me back.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, Cypher's watched my stream before one time.
Nice. Shout out Cypher.
Yeah, Cypher. Cypher, let Ninja know that I cut a dump hole in my Ninja underwear, and I think it's a great addition to his underwear, dude. Trust me, man.
You should patent it.
Yeah, I should patent it on his underwear.
Yeah, exactly. So that when they go to actually build in a dump hole,
yeah,
they run it. They talk to their patent lawyer, and they go, "Yo, no. You guys, I got some bad news."
Do you imagine that guy on Shark Tank?
Yeah.
So gamers hate getting up from gaming, right? Yeah. And esports is a multi-billion dollar industry. So what if there is a way for gamers to just shit themselves comfortably and stay in the game?
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it, and I love you. Charismatic guy. I love it. Something about you. Let's do it. I'm going to invest. I'm giving you my word right now. Let's do it.
Here's the thing that stinks, and it's not your underwear. It's your haircut and your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
But here's I'll give you an offer for your stinky business. Is that good enough for Kevin?
That was good, actually. That was good.
He always has, like, you know when someone is so old, but like a harmless diss like that, for some reason it stings?
Mm-hmm.
He's like one of those people. Like, the way he says shit, it has such like.
Yeah. It's just like, I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Behind it.
Yeah.
Or whatever, however
that's
rich
probably,
he is.
That's probably what it is. He's fucking rich.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah, a super successful person telling me I stink.
Mm-hmm.
You stink. I wish I had that power. Call somebody. What the fuck is this? AT&T free message. Your data this month has been reached.
Whoa, good for you, dude.
I did it, guys. High score.
Nice work.
Thanks, dude.
You watching porn on your phone again?
I wish, dude.
I wish, dude.
No, it's actually worse. It's just tons of Twitter videos that... You know what? We should take a second and go through my bookmarks. Let's look at the awful shit in my bookmarks. Oh, yeah. Third one down. 21-year-old girl from Tokyo stabbed a guy she had an obsession with and then smoked a cigarette covered in his blood. This is her. Post it up. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Feast your eyes on that. She's just chilling there while the fucking police interview her after she's... Now, I don't know if this story's real. Okay? It is Twitter. You got to triple 15 check everything. But from what I had seen...
I mean, it looks pretty fucking real.
Yeah. You know what was gross?
She's just on the phone.
People were like drawing images of her and like sexualizing her and like making her to be like...
I hate how people do that now.
Yeah.
Someone brought up that You show. That Netflix You show.
Yeah, I didn't like that
around
show, really.
Around some shit that we were... Or like some... around someone and some girl was like... Some girl was like, oh, that show made me want to stalk her.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't like that either.
Why do that?
I didn't like how... Like They made guys like us seem normal, mm-hmm. and they're taking away from. Nah, I mean, it's like a bad message, dude.
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking. Yeah, I don't know.
I gotta go. Sorry.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I really have to go. I don't want to be fucking. I don't want to miss my plane.
Yeah. What time's your flight?
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Time's your flight. What are you flying out of?
LAX. the worst airport on the earth.
Yeah, definitely in the earth. Okay, one last thing in my bookmarks. This dude just posted pictures of his girl giving him head on a boat. Read the caption. What does it say?
We definitely drove the boat.
We definitely drove the boat. What? Just like loose Kodak Black reference, but doesn't even make sense.
Oh, he's fucking her too.
Yeah.
In the bottom left one. What a weird post.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the girl that posted it.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, even... Hey, guys, just... We had sex.
Yeah, yeah. We fucked on a kayak.
Just in case.
You know, how was your weekend? That's crazy.
I mean, are you sure we even hit an hour?
Yeah, we did.
Just stay here. Talk to the people for 1 second. I'll make sure.
This girl like just has a normal ass account, too.
Yeah, yeah, everything else. Oh.
It wasn't recording?
No, we just hit the hour.
Bitch, I'm out. Come see us on tour, tinymeattour.com and tmgpod.com if you want to get some merch. That always helps out the podcast.
Warm up show next week.
Mm-hmm. But it's sold out though, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll see you there.
Yep. And
I know you're asking about bonus episodes. They are on the way. Okay. Schedule's been crazy. We also got we submitted a new song yesterday.
Oh, okay. You're just going to come out and say it.
We're just going to say it.
Yeah, I guess this episode will be out when it's out, so.
Yeah, we got a new fire ass little fuck around, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little just a fun little summer track, honestly, just for you to have fun and listen to. So,
that's T, sis. Summer bop, Liddy fam. That's out.
Yeah, that truly is the T. So, enjoy it. Sorry, I'm still trying to find that boat post, honestly.
You just trying to inspect further?
Yeah, I don't know.
Just want to see if.
Uh-oh. Anyways.
Cody's got a boner on pod. He's got a boner on the pod.
No, I went to Twitter moments. The first one is, man who set himself on fire outside the White House has died. Ugh. Jesus.
That's a good one to end it on. All right, guys. Enjoy your day.
Bye.
Peace.